Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
It's not the person that's doing you wrong or persecuting you or pressuring you or teasing you. It's what's in them. But it exposes our weakness or our wrong, and then we resent the person, the circumstance, the boss, the company, the weather. We resent something. We find something that we can use as a scapegoat. That's it. So what you need to do is take a mental step back and watch. Bear the pain of seeing your own inadequacy and your own failure. And then cry out to your Creator. Ask Him for the patience that you don't have. Ask Him for the love you don't have. Ask Him for the understanding you don't have. And He will answer the sincere cry of the soul.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Express Yourself God's Way. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I would like to talk about self-expression. For most people, what self-expression means is reacting to somebody else or something else. It begins with somebody else. Reacting to what they said, to what they did, to the look in their face, to something they did to you, see, reacting. And in that mode, your reaction is to try to get back what was taken from you, try to get them to take back what they said about you, or it's to try to get even with them. Or it's to try to put them down so that they won't put you down. It's a game of one-upmanship. Or it's trying to get away from what they did, get away from them. Or it's trying to get somebody else to help you in your struggle with what they did or what they said to you. It's trying to prove to them that you're not what they said. Or if they praise you and build you up, then prove to them that you are what they said, or to hide the fact that you're not what they said, to look good in their eyes. See, it's always reacting to them. Eventually, you get to the point that you react to their mere presence, the mere presence of that person, and eventually the mere presence of any human being. The mere presence of anyone, and you immediately go into some kind of a trance, and you try to please them. You're wary of them. You want them to think well of you. You want to hide something from them. You see what I mean? Totally reactive to them. Now, some of us, we sense that that's the way we're living, and so we try to build big muscles or get real smart and study, or we try to develop the art of putting other people down so that we can outdo them, you see what I mean? Or we can get in the first, get to them before they get to us type of thing. Or eventually, we try to use that reactivity that we have in the presence of people and use that to be a star or something. In other words, instead of one person in front of you, then you have an audience in front of you. And if the audience cheers when you're done performing for them, then you feel good about yourself. You see what I mean? But once again, you're reacting to their presence. You put on a show for them, and then you react to their applause for you. See how that works? It's just a react. So you're not really flowing from within. Now, flowing from within, what do I mean by that? Well, in other words, you're not reacting. You are flowing. And then people react to you. Now, of course, bullies and powerful people and people who are very, what's the word to use? People who have charisma, well, they know that that their presence and how they act and what they say, or just their reputation will cause other people to react to them. Or a position of power. You know, if you're a doctor, or you're a lawyer, or you're a judge, or you're a school teacher, or you're a coach, whatever you are, you know that people will react to that. They will recognize the authority. See, you're a dentist, you're a professional, you have a white jacket on, people react to that. Okay? Well, you like that because you lose energy and you're drained when you react to other people. Now, most of your life, you were reacting to other people. See? So finally, when the tables are turned, then you get your kids to react to you. You get the client to react to you. You get everyone else to react to you. You see how that works? And even people who are down and out or people who are criminals, well, it's the same thing. They act goofy and get people to react to them, or they steal your stuff and then they take delight in seeing you react to them. See, or they act weird and they watch for your reaction and they feed off of that. They want you to react to them. All of life then begins to be a game of reacting or trying to get others to react. And when you were a kid, mostly you were reacting to everybody else, and now you want to turn the tables on them. And you spend the rest of your life trying to see how successful you can be at turning the tables to get everybody to react to you and applaud you and think well of you and respect you and all that kind of stuff. See? Well, what is flowing from within? Well, here's an analogy. A plant. Let's take a beautiful plant, like a rose. It takes in the sun. It does respond to the sun, doesn't it? You could call that a reaction in a way. It's a reaction, but it's a loving response. It's a loving response to the one who gives it life, the sun. So the plant lifts up its leaves and it receives from the sun and it responds to the sun. And then using that energy that it gets from the sun, it then grows and it becomes a full rose bush. And then before you know it, it has beautiful flowers. And that's how it expresses itself. It expresses itself with the beautiful flowers. If it's a tree, some kind of a fruit tree, then it makes fruit. It makes blossoms, and then eventually it makes fruit. And that's how it expresses itself. See? Well, we should be like that. It's a loving response to the one who gives it life, the sun. It then grows, and it becomes a full rose bush. And then before you know it, it has beautiful flowers. And that's how it expresses itself. Well, we should be like that. Living in the light and responding to the light. Just as the plant responds to the sun, we respond to our spiritual sun. And in that light, we grow and we express the good that we receive from on high. God is our spiritual sun. And when we lovingly respond to his light and do his will, which is to be patient with other people, then we are children of our Heavenly Father.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Even the animal world, it's not a perfect existence. The animal doesn't get its energy directly from the sun. It has to get its energy from other animals. See, they get their energy second hand. Instead of directly from the sun, they have to get it from some other animal, which usually they have to kill or intimidate and absorb its life force. But mainly, one animal eats another animal. It's that simple. It's not a pretty picture, but that's the way it is. Well, you can see humans were not meant to just be animals. So yeah, we're born with a fallen nature, and we do have to eat to live. We have to eat. But there should be another way of living. There should be another way of living that doesn't depend on simply... See, it's one thing to gratefully to eat of the food that God has provided. It is ordained that way, and it's okay. But it's another thing to live off and to build a life that's based upon either being put down all the time and reacting to everybody all the time. What kind of a life is that? Or on the other hand, a life of putting other people down and getting over on other people. See, knocking them down. Now, some of us specialize in building others up. See, we were knocked down so much, we don't want to be knocked down, so we specialize in trying to build others up. And that's okay, the idea of helping others, but the problem is the other people then become dependent upon your building them up. You see what I mean? So it'd be much better if people were somehow directly related to their son. Like the plant relates to the son, the person relates to the spiritual son and receives light and warmth and inspiration and guidance, and also is given something to grow toward. A plant is given an identity, isn't it? There's a rose, there's a daffodil, there's an apple tree, there's a redwood tree, there's a lemon tree, there's a carrot plant. See what I mean? Every plant has a certain identity. And as a human being, you also need an identity, something to grow toward. But the problem is that when you're constantly reacting, and it's just total involvement with putting others down and being put down and building others up and being knocked down and all that kind of stuff. When your life revolves around that, then you grow in that way and not from what your true identity could be. Your true identity is from God. He gives you energy. He gives you light. And growing in that way, you then go out into the world, and then there are encounters. There is opposition. There is stress. There are other people. See, and you take that light with you, that guidance, those principles, that understanding, that presence. You go out into the world with that, and then whatever you encounter, it only helps you to grow. It helps you to become stronger. You know, the old expression that to be a good lion tamer, there has to be a lion. So you can practice. You see what I mean? To be a good mathematician, you have to do problems. You have to practice. Any kind of a sport, you have to practice. Well, it's something similar in life. You practice, but not with the intent of trying to prove something or trying to make yourself into something. You just innocently go out into the world, and when you meet situations, you quietly inquire of your conscience, of your intuition, and you move a step at a time. If something comes to you to say, you say it. Nothing comes to you, you don't. Nothing is required of you, you don't say anything. And you go through life that way. Most of your life is just rather peaceful. But there are certain times and certain occasions when there's a line somehow and you have to react properly. And that's when you look to your intuition, you look to conscience for the right thing to say or the right thing to do. And then you do it, and you move forward, and you grow. You overcome stress by expressing love.
If you are like most people, you get upset too easily. Once you get upset, it is hard to be patient and calm. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing while under the influence of emotion. We know that we are supposed to be patient and forgiving, but it's hard when we are upset or angry. You want to stop being upset, and you want better relationships with your family. You want to make a fresh start, but you don't know how. Here at Shedding Shackles, we teach the how of getting started. In fact, Roland says that if you are sincere, he can show you how to get control of your emotions in just a few minutes. Would you like to find out more? Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Sitting Quietly exercise. You'll be glad you did.
Christ said, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, resist not evil. Whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other cheek to him. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." The Sermon on the Mount. Christ said, resist not evil. And then somewhere, I think it's Paul who says, overcome evil with good. So you overcome evil not by reacting to it, not by resenting it. And here, let's be totally honest. We resent evil because it finds us out. It finds our weakness. It finds our flaw. It makes us aware of our inadequacy, our lack of love, our impatience. It finds us out, and we resent it for that. But when we're resenting it finding us out, what are we really resenting? We're resenting the person who's standing in front of us. We resent the person. And so you have to see both things. There's evil itself that operates through people. It got into them. They can't help themselves. They don't even know what they're doing. A lot of times people don't even know what they're saying. Something is in them, operating through them, and it's goading them and pressuring them. And in their emotional state, it operates through them. And it's not the person that's your enemy. It's the wrong that's inside of them. But the wrong that's inside of them, by hating the person, or even by hating the wrong inside of them, see, you're defeated. You must learn to be an observer in life, to stand back and watch. Don't judge the person. Don't resent the person. Stand back and don't react. Don't resent. Don't take umbrage. Just watch. Get your ego out of the way. And if in the moment you see that you failed, then just see it. If you didn't have love, just see it. If you didn't have patience, just see it. If you don't know what to do, just see you don't know what to do. If you were dishonest, see it. If you were sneaky, see it. It found your weakness. It's exposed. Now you can see it. Admit it. And don't hate the person. So let's be clear one more time. It's not the person that's doing you wrong or persecuting you or pressuring you or teasing you. It's what's in them. But it exposes our weakness or our wrong, and then we resent the person, the circumstance, the boss, the company, the weather. We resent something. We find something that we can use as a scapegoat. That's it. So what you need to do is take a mental step back and watch. Bear the pain of seeing your own inadequacy and your own failure, and then cry out to your Creator. Ask Him for the patience that you don't have. Ask Him for the love you don't have. Ask Him for the understanding you don't have. And He will answer the sincere cry of the soul.
Why are people such a stress to us? The main reason is because we don't know how to relate to people properly. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. We do a couple of things that cause others to be a stress to us. Number one is we resent them. All you have to do is resent someone, and they can make your tummy hurt or give you a headache. The second thing we do is we judge them. We are surrounded by imperfect people, and if you cannot tolerate imperfect people, you are going to be irritated, exasperated, angered, upset, and so on for the rest of your life. The way to deal with them is to relate to them the way Christ told us, by having perfect patience and perfect love. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
You overcome stress by expressing love. Christ said, resist not evil. And then somewhere, I think it's Paul who says, overcome evil with good. So you overcome evil not by reacting to it, not by trying to get even with it, not by resenting it, not by pretending something, not by running from it, not by trying to put it down, but you overcome it with love. And with love, what you will say or what you will do will be right. It'll have the right timing. It'll have the right energy. It'll be a good that comes out of you that's good for them. Now, yeah, it might be the truth. You might just tell them the truth, the plain and simple truth, but that's good for them. They need to hear it. See? But on the other hand, it's often just overlooking, not taking umbrage, not getting angry, not resenting, just watching and remaining true to that which comes from above. And that's how you grow as what the good Lord intended. Just as a rose grows to become a beautiful rose bush, and the wind and the rain and all of those things, they're good for the rose bush. See what I mean? So likewise, you go out in the world, you encounter things. And with each thing you encounter, it helps you to grow stronger, to have more love. See? So it's a win-win. You express love, you express truth, and in return, you have God's approval and his favor. And not only that, but you grow in wisdom, in graciousness, in character, in strength, in courage. See how that works? So I think I've made a point. So what's the bottom line of all of this then? Well, the bottom line is you have to begin with something simple. You have to make a first step, and the first step for you is simply to see that what I'm saying is true. You have been overreactive. You have become overly focused on other people and trying to get them to react to you or to think well of you or to like you or to not put you down or to put them down before they put you down or to impress them or something or other or to avoid them, see? So, you go to the extremes usually of hiding or of compensating and trying to build up some thing that you could use to impress other people and intimidate them. That's it. Well, you just have to see that that's no way to live. And it makes you guilty because we're not supposed to live that way. You're not meant to live that way. Remember what Christ said? He said, resist not evil, overcome. He said, after that, he said that if someone asks for your shirt, then give them two shirts. If someone slaps you on the cheek, then turn the other cheek. So what does he mean? Does he mean that we have to be a wimp in life? No, he's just not saying that. What he's saying is that you don't respond in kind. You don't play the game. Remember there was a movie one time, it was some kind of a movie about nuclear war or something. And I forget the name of the movie or something, but at the very end, the moral of the movie was the way to win is not to play the game. So don't respond in kind. If someone is mean, don't be mean to them. See, don't hate them. Don't resent them. Don't keep score. Just let it go. Let it pass. They're mean and you overlook it. And then you say, would you like a cup of tea? Or, hey, can I buy you a cup of coffee? And you're not doing it as a ploy. You're not trying to get over on them in some way to fool them or to manipulate them. It's just out of the abundance of your heart. What did Christ say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you're not really reacting to them. You're simply expressing yourself from the abundance of your heart. So somebody says, can I have a shirt? okay, I don't have a shirt, but, you know, hey, I'll be your friend. You see what I mean? Something, who knows? It's spontaneous. You don't even know what you're going to say before you say it. It comes out of your mouth and you're surprised by what you say. It's coming from the goodness of your heart. See?
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
And the other thing you have to see is that you have to learn how to flow from within. Now, the little meditation that I have helps. It helps you to get started to refine the within. See, right now you're lost in your thoughts, in your worries, doubts, fears, and all those thoughts that go around like an endless squirrel cage. You have to find your intuition, which is wordless, which is silent, which is your conscience, which is a quiet knowing, a wordless knowing. You have to refine that. It's always been there, but you have to refine it and then relate to it. So here's a classic example. Let's say there's a teenager and his mom says to him, take the garbage out, with a really mean, bossy tone. And her mean bossiness tempts him to want to rebel and not take the garbage out. So here's what he should do. When she says, take the garbage out, he should take a mental step back. Take a mental step back, and he should check with his intuition, check with his conscience. And then if he can see that it's wise to take the garbage out, or he sees that it's the right thing to do, hey, to help his mom out, it's the right thing to do. So if it's the wise thing or the right thing to do, then do it. Take the garbage out. Not because she bossed you to, but because you see that it's wise, because you see that it's right. Can you see? You're responding to your conscience. You're responding to your intuition. You're responding to the inner light from your creator, instead of to the external. You see what I mean? Until next time, Lord willing, and the Greek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.